Good evening, YouTube. Welcome to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. And Sam, I don't know if you spotted those two blokes outside Anfield today. Did you see them discussing?
What two blokes?
They were discussing where to put the Divock Origi statue. Oh. That's what they were discussing. Come on, Divock. What an important goal that could be in this year's title race. On a weekend when Chelsea... I know Tips is in. Hey, Tips, how are we doing? Chelsea dropping points away at West Ham.
What is this?
Liverpool with the last... Just the last minute. I've not gone that crazy for a little while on a Liverpool goal. That was... It felt big. It felt big, that Divock Origi strike.
I got a lot of time for Klopp's comments about Divock after the game as well.
Klopp is so good, isn't he?
One day, hopefully, he'll have a manager who plays him more than I do.
Basically, like, yeah, he's kind of happy to just be a squad player. I noticed some stat. I saw it on Sky Sports News about how many games he actually started Divock Origi in the last 5 or 6 years.
Right.
It's like in the 30s or something. He's like barely had any game time. But he just comes up with these iconic moments that just give the guy a statue
iconic
and be done with
moments.
It. He's a cult hero. Absolute cult hero, Divock Origi. Absolutely love him. Guys, welcome to tonight's FPL Family. We will, of course, be looking at, I say all the games. As you guys know that we're here last week, we had a slight change of tact. We tried to go and do the game week as a sort of whole and then do some patron questions as well. And we're going to carry that on. We are going to look at, obviously, the game week. We'll look at our teams and how we got on. A particularly good game week for one of us. And we'll be talking about, we're looking at the patron questions. I get, what's that? Why are you doing the Spurs bird thing?
For these guys.
We will talk about Spurs.
Let's talk about Spurs.
We will.
Let's talk about Ben Davis.
Oh, God, let's not talk about Ben
Davis.
Let's
talk about Lucas Moura, who I keep shouting out about.
Good goal,
still
by
don't
the way.
Own.
What a goal from Lucas. Very, very nice.
Let's talk about why I own the only Spurs player to blank.
It wouldn't be an FPL Family stream if we weren't talking about Spurs. But, of course, we have to talk about Harry Kane, because, again, another blank for the big man up front. And what are we going to do now? Those of you that own him, I'd like to know. Get in the comments, get in the live chat. What are you doing with Harry Kane? Because at the moment, Ronaldo, again, not scoring again today. So is it a straightforward move to Cristiano? Or is there somebody else you want to go to? We'd love to hear from you guys in the comments. But as I said before, we're going to do the game week as a whole. We're going to pick on some key topics, some key talking points, rather than go game by game. And then we're going to do Patreon questions and we'll talk about our teams as well and how we got on.
And super chats in there, right?
And we'll do some super chats at the end, guys. So for those of you that want to send us super chats, and we get a few every week, thank you guys for everybody that sends a super chat. We'll do them in the Q&A. So if you can hold off on the super chats and do them during the Q&A at the end, and we will make sure that we get round to it. Because I kept missing the super chats. And I was getting stick. I was getting stick, rightly so, for missing the super chat. So we'll do them in the Q&A at the end. So there we go. Let's say hello to a few people, Sam. Tips is in. Of course, he's here. FPL Harry, how are we doing?
He hasn't left now.
Is this a new thing? Have I missed this?
He's called FPL Harry.
FPL Harry now, rather than... What happened to Tips?
Well, I think the thing is...
Quite like the Tips.
Well, I mean, I think the reality is he will always be Tips to us.
It will always be Tips to us, yeah.
Yeah.
The legend that is Tips. But he's now FPL Harry, so there we go. FPL Harry, welcome to tonight's live stream.
Had
a little bit of, rebrand there, isn't he? Had a little rebrand, I like that.
You've already given him a bit of grief.
Of course I have.
Can't give
he
him
comes on
grief.
Here, Chelsea winning every week. Now they've dropped some points. That's it, come on. Got to take it.
We were actually in the theatre when that happened. And with my dad true. And my brother, who were not happy bunnies.
When my watch
went and flashed up, and I was like, what's happening there? And I'm like trying to look very closely. And I was like, West Ham has scored. And I look along, and my dad, who's clearly listening to it in his ear, is like raging. At the other
Your dad did not give a damn about Frozen, the Frozen musical at all. He was so bothered about the game.
Until the game finished, and then he was into Frozen.
And then he was into Frozen. He was trying to get it out of his mind, yeah. But I must admit, obviously, we as a family were watching Frozen the musical while the Chelsea game was on. And when that Masuaku goal goes in and I get the alert on my phone...
You couldn't help but look down the line, could you?
I did not look at your dad at all, because that would be very, very bad. But I did give it a bit of a... I was giving it a proper fist bump, loved it. And when I got out of the theatre and saw the Masuaku goal, I mean, what even is this goal? It's just kind of like, it's a cross come shot come Mendy's on the, put his weight on his front foot and it just sort of swerves in. It's a ridiculous goal. It's ridiculous. But plenty to talk about in that game. We'll talk about the West Ham performance as well, because Antonio got the assist for that goal.
Hurrah!
Can you call it an assist?
Yes.
He passes in the ball, he heads in the ball and... Masuaku flukes it in.
Him, And ended up with Masuaku.
Just ridiculous assist. Ridiculous. Just another bit of jam from you again this season. Unbelievable.
Just because you are bitter, because you went rogue, took a -4 and it didn't exactly pay off.
It did not pay off. I'm going to talk about that a bit later on. But as the guys in the live chat are saying, we do need to talk about Bowen as well in that game. Bowen was very, very good indeed. Very good. And part of the reason I got rid of Antonio is because I'm not sure I want him back when the fixtures get better. I think I'm going to want Bowen, actually. Look really, really good. Eddie Casey is here. How are we doing? Eddie, very nice to see you. Inga Holman is here. Very nice to see you. Daniel Banks is in. Good job. Bowen didn't get a Frozen the Musical because he's on fire. Would have melted everything, clearly. Love the emojis, Daniel. Brian Springer is in. Congrats, Sam. Win. And a clean sheet, of course, I brought in Reguilón. It gave me a big fat zero. And, of course, we do need to now have a look and keep an eye on the Reguilón injury. However, wasn't there a tweet or was there an Instagram post or something?
I love Reggie so much. He really comes out and says, I'll be back in a few days. Don't tell me an FPL. Yes, Reggie, you are the man of my heart.
Didn't he actually tag official FPL in it as well?
He did, yeah. Absolute legend. I love him even more than I did this morning.
That's actually what we need, isn't it, week to week as FPL managers. We need any player that gets a knock. Can you please come out on Twitter immediately and say whether you're going to be available for the next game week or not?
Reggie,
just can we all take a leaf out of Reggie's book, please?
And also, Harry Kane, if you're watching, you owe me a public apology.
Good Lord. Brian's in with the question, what about Fred? Cheap enabler. Look,
Fred?
Come on. I mean,
is that
Brian,
a serious question?
Brian, we've not gone there yet. He ain't going to score many goals like
discuss
that in his
Fred
career.
In the Q&A.
Fred, bit of time for Fred later on. Who else we got? Chris Ollie. Hello from Trinidad and Tobago. Ooh, hey, Chris, you all right?
I bet it's warmer there than it is here.
I bet it is. It's bloody freezing here, but it is December. That is what to be expected in the UK, isn't it? Sam G is in. Kane disappointing again, but Sonny doing absolute bits with a little stars in their eyes emoji there. So again,
yeah. Sonny, let's talk Ben Davis.
Nice. Can you get, what about Ben Davis?
Got 15 points this game week.
Right. So far, the FPL family dream team for tonight. Ben Davis, Fred, Masuaku. Who else are we having?
Konsa,
yeah, at the double. Brilliant.
Konsa at the double.
Who else we got? Victor Ozig is in. We've got, goodness me, Don Sitashi. Hey, Don. Very nice to see you. Fahim is in. Moha is in. And a whole host of you guys. So welcome to the live stream. And thank you for tuning in. Tips is saying, yeah, got to add Origi in there as well, of course.
Oh, God. Not
Divock. Divock up there as well.
I mean, the sad thing is,
I love the guy. I just love him.
He's probably the most... He's probably this forward that got the most points this week. He would make the dream team.
He's so good. Was he top for BPS? Let's have a look. I know. Callum Wilson, Cucho Hernandez, which was an amazing goal, by the way, from Cucho Hernandez. And then Origi, third for BPS amongst forwards.
And he got about
12
minutes, didn't
so
he?
So good.
How many minutes did he come on for?
Oh, Divock, so good.
What's he even doing on the pitch?
Well, we're not going to talk about Liverpool in any great depth tonight, I don't think, because as usual, Salah coming back with a return, okay, just an assist. But Diogo Jota, top for XG underachievers. Can you just sum up in maybe two or three words the miss?
What is he thinking?
That's
it. Put it
thought,
anywhere
yes.
else.
I don't,
literally,
honestly.
Literally, you've got two guys stood there.
I just don't
know.
You
put it anywhere else and he hits it straight at Connor Cody.
Yeah.
Maybe doesn't like Connor Cody.
Yeah. I think live FPL already had his points as he was sort of walking up to the goal there. I mean, that was, I was already thinking, in my head, I'd already gone, oh, okay, 4 points, cut the bonus points, great. Especially as he missed that header in the first half that went sailing past the post. And then he gets that opportunity. Just put it in the corner. They said on Match of the Day something about maybe he's back at Molineux, he wanted to like smash one in. There's no excuse, Diogo. There's no excuse. Us FPL managers needed those points,
mate. Public apology from you too, please, Jota.
Yeah, take a leaf out of Reguilón's book.
Well,
get on Twitter. Apologise
to us for messing it up. Thank you.
It was a shocker. It was an absolute shocker.
Sorry,
no doubt
FPL
about
managers.
It.
I'll do better next week. That's what we need.
That's what we need from you, Diogo. Yeah. But nevertheless, top for XG underachievers with -0.8. So don't panic, right? Despite the frustration you will have owning Diogo Jota this week in game week 15 FPL, he's a keep. He got tons of points. And he will continue to get tons of points. Diogo Jota, really, really good. Let's look at the games. And of course, Sam, at time of recording, we've still got Everton versus Arsenal to go.
Still got a player left, haven't
tomorrow we? Night. You and I have both got Emil Smith-Rowe still to go. So, because, well, I needed some money out of Saka to Smith-Rowe.
You copied me.
We'll talk about the transfers I made for this week a bit later on. Where do you want to start? I mean, what's we rather than go through game by game, because I said I'm not going to do that, I want to talk about key talking points. I tell you what, I would love to hear from you about your thought process behind Bernardo Silva a couple of weeks ago, because I will give you stick all season long. That is what FPL Family is all about.
It's not just in FPL but you give me stick.
What else do I give you stick on?
Everything.
No, I don't. Give me a favour. I will give you FPL stick all season long. That is what people want to see, right? That's what I'm here for, to give you FPL abuse. But what I will say is, you're hopping on and off Man City midfielders at the right times this season with Foden and Bernardo Silva has been superb. Really good. So talk me through Bernardo Silva a couple of weeks ago, because it'd be great. I mean, talk about two worldy goals this week.
Yeah. I mean, I must admit, the Foden... I kept Foden and then rage transferred him out, is the honest truth of what happened.
Right, okay.
Because I kept...
I'll take it back then.
No. So but it was a thought through rage transfer, if that's what I mean. It was a case of...
There's such thing as a thought through
rage transfer.
Well,
no, it is, because I was angry at Foden, because... Well, actually, I wasn't really angry with Foden. I was angry with Pep. Because he'd sort of said Foden will get some minutes, then didn't give him any minutes. In fact, didn't put him in the squad. And then he said he might get some minutes in the next game.
Right.
And I was just a bit like, no, this is too difficult and I can't be dealing with this nonsense. So, but I didn't want to get off City, because the fixtures are lovely. And they're scoring goals. They might not be keeping clean sheets, but they're scoring goals. So it was a straight choice, really, between Gundogan and Bernardo Silva.
Yeah.
Bernardo Silva's, obviously Gundogan is Gundogan, we know what he can do, but Bernardo Silva's underlying stats were okay. But more than that, it was the level of minutes he was getting. It was the 90. He's only not started, didn't start once. And the only other games that he's not got 90 minutes, he's come off on like 71 and 84 or something. So he's getting like the whole game.
Sure.
And he's just in the right places at the right time at the moment. He's full of confidence.
So talk to me through the highlights of this game in particular, then, because a couple of things to point out. So those of you that are into your XG, you'll have noticed that the top player for XG overachievers this week was, aforementioned,
Legend.
Bernardo Silva, right? So two goals on an XG of 0.22. Yeah. So what does that mean in real terms? That means he scored two worldies out of virtually nothing, right? Having said that, he is also top for overall BPS in game week 15 with 62, which is way ahead of the next best, which is Mason Mount on 45.
Mm.
So that tells you that he's doing all the right things. He's doing everything that you'd expect for a Bernardo Silva player, which is pass completion, up and down, getting in the right areas, but just being ultra clinical and just coming up with these worldy goals. The point of that ramble is, can he now sustain this?
Well, he has been.
2 weeks, yes, and he's got three worldy goals.
But it's more than two weeks.
He's got a lot of FPL points on the back of pretty low XG in 2 weeks in a row.
Well, yes, he has, but it's been for longer than that. So when you have a little look at him, hang on a minute, I've got to bring him up. Get him up.
Well, while you're doing that.
Here he is. So he's got, so he's got the 15 and the 10 in the last 2 weeks. Then he had a blank in 13, but then he had 8 and 8 before that. He had 5 before that, 11 before that. He's had 10 before that. So there's been a regular... Or more regular than usual for Bernardo Silva anyway.
Right.
Return of points over the course of the season. He's also second for influence amongst midfielders. He's ninth for threat amongst midfielders. He's seventh in the ICT index overall so far this season. So when I was making my decisions, these were the kind of thought processes I was having. And with Pep, over Christmas with the nice fixtures, I want somebody that's regularly going to start. And I really liked what I saw with Bernardo against West Ham. Because whilst he didn't return... he was playing in midfield, then pushed up into a number 9. And I thought, that's where I want my Man City player.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm still seeing Bernardo play.
Okay. What about the fact we've got Kevin De Bruyne coming back from COVID now? He's on the bench at the weekend. You've got... And a shout out for Phil Foden, actually.
I don't think
he got any FPL points here. Let me just
check. Did he get
assist? One assist. You're right. Yes, he did get an assist. Deserved more, I thought.
Should have got more.
I thought the performance was really good. Plus, you've got Gundogan in there. You've got Grealish coming back as well. There's a lot of options now in that Man City midfield. And that's going to put a lot of people off Bernardo, isn't it?
Why? He's the one that's getting all the minutes.
Yeah, true enough.
And he said he's the best. Pep came out and said he's the best player.
Okay. One of the questions in the live chat right now is, forget all of your bias. You've got him. You've loved him. Brilliant. 15 points this week. Forget all of that. Going forward with the fixtures, and we'll have a look at the fixtures here. Let me bring them up on screen. There they are. And you guys are right to point out the fact they have Wolves, Leeds, Newcastle, Leicester and Brentford. It looks pretty good.
Yep.
The next five are damn good for Man City. Who would you have? Would you have Foden, Grealish, Gundogan, Bernardo Silva? Objectively, without putting any bias in, who would you go?
I'd have double.
You go for two?
Yeah.
Okay, and which two would you have?
I go Bernardo and Foden.
Bernardo and Foden. Okay, the fixtures do look pretty good, don't they? They do look pretty good.
And actually, I think there's a lot of people that have got the Manchester City defensive double up. Now's the time to move off of the defence. Keep one and put one in midfield instead, because those next few games, they will get attacking returns.
Yeah, okay. Well,
Foden looked fantastic.
And the XG stats back that up, right? He's in the top 10 for XG underachievers. Looks like he's 8th in this list with minus 0.45.
He's in the bonus point stats as well, though, isn't he?
And yeah, if I sort by the just the midfielders, it's, let me see, he's 5th overall for BPS amongst midfielders with 35. So what does that tell you? That tells you he had a really, really good game and probably deserved to get more than just the assist. So I must admit, if I was going to plump for just one right now, it would be Foden, I think. I think I'd have Foden coming back in. But you can't argue with Bernardo Silva's FPL points. You could make an argument that he is overperforming massively as XG right now. But owners will not care. They won't care. So Man City midfield, absolutely on everyone's radar at the moment ahead of that run. Where else do you want to know? What other topics do you want to discuss? What topics? I'd like to talk about Ralf Rangnick's first game. Manchester United 1, Crystal Palace 0. And we've spoken there about how good Manchester City's run is coming up. Let's have a look at Manchester United's run. Top of the ticker, Norwich away next, then Brentford, Brighton, Newcastle and Burnley. So again, their next five looking pretty good as well. Time to pile on these guys as well, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the thing with this one is that we didn't see it because it wasn't televised in the UK.
No, it wasn't, was it?
Annoying. Nor was Spurs. They didn't televise any of the 2 o'clock games today. So it's difficult to comment. But what I will say is that from listening, so I was listening to the Spurs game on the radio driving back from our son's football match, and they kept going to Manchester. But it was all about Sancho and Rashford when they were talking on the radio, with a little bit of Ronaldo, but not often, and Bruno Fernandes. It seemed to be the three that we were kind of anticipating. They were doing a lot of talking about. Now, I can't really comment on whether that is an accurate reflection or whether they were just going on, there was a key moment and those were the ones that were involved. But now is the time. You know, the new manager's arrived, he's in charge, he's now got, what, a week of working with the team.
Do you like this guy? Do you get a feel for Ralf yet?
I haven't really got a feel for him yet, but I think he looks like he's going to be a quality manager. He's got a good team of players there. He's not got duff, you know, he's inherited some really nice quality players.
I like him, you know, and it pains me to say it, obviously, because I prefer to have an Ollie at the wheel, quite frankly. but I like him, he's coming across pretty well. Yeah. I think he's got him working hard, and there's a lot of, here we go with the word that I like using, there's a lot of rhetoric, isn't there?
Did you see the guys in the Slack, by the way, that made a bingo card?
Did they?
Yeah.
Of course they did. Absolute jokers. But there you go. You can cross that one off, patrons, right? So rhetoric, yeah. There's obviously a lot of rhetoric out there about United pressing now, and it's pressing this, pressing that, all the time pressing. But it's true. It's true. It's difficult for us to sit here and not talk about the fact that United, all of a sudden, are putting in some bloody effort and actually starting to press together. Yeah. I don't know if I buy necessarily this rhetoric, this narrative.
There's another one we can tick off.
I'm not sure that I buy into this.
The narrative?
Yeah, it's guff. I'm not sure I buy into this narrative about them not being able to press with Ronaldo, or Ronaldo not being able to press. I don't get it. I don't believe in it. And to be honest with you,
they will play differently, but it doesn't mean that the rest won't press.
Yeah, and for while we were coming back from what I was doing today, I was listening to Manchester United on the radio, not listening to the Spurs game. I thought I wanted to listen to the Man United game.
I was way more interested
in United to see how that's going on. You're going to beat Norwich, it's easy, isn't it? But Crystal Palace could have beaten United, and it was a closer game.
But from what Lucas Moura score, Max and I bid the horn.
What I listened to on Radio 5 Live was that actually Manchester United in the first half were very, very good. Probably deserved to be a goal up or two at half time.
Right.
As it was. And I hear you, Brian, what you were saying before with your comment about Fred, right? Don't get Fred in FPL, guys.
What's your stat about Fred? It's even better now.
He's got a better goal involvement than Kane this season, hasn't
he?
He's got way better than Kane now this season. Now, look, it seems like a nice bloke, right? But not in FPL, Fred. No. For Fred, that's a worldie today.
I mean, I'm assuming
he's not scoring them every week.
So you, spoiler alert, you brought Ronaldo in this week.
I did, yes.
I'm assuming that you're not planning to bring in anyone else, though, from United. I think one is enough for now until we get a better understanding of how they play.
I think so, yeah, I think so. I mean, they do look defensively better as well.
They did, yes.
So I'm going to have a look at the back. I've got one eye on Luke Shaw potentially again, because he's now cheap. He's in the sort of five bracket, isn't he? But the problem with him is he's still got this sort of concussion injury, and there's something there that's meaning he can't come back immediately, which is I have to say that's a bit of a concern. If I was a what?
Biscuit tin?
No, I don't want to go Wan-Bissaka. I don't have to get into Man United defence. I'm not thinking I definitely want to go there. But certainly a lot of what I've seen from Ranić so far in terms of his comments is, you know, we need to do more defensively. We've got a lot of attacking talent, and they have, but they need to do a bit more defensively. I mean, Diogo Dalot, some of you guys, I know Harry's in there saying Dalot maybe at 4.4. Maybe. I mean, that is about as cheap as you can getting into the Manchester United defence. Maybe that is worth a punt in the short term. But I'm not sure. I need to have a bit more of a look at the Manchester United defence. But I am looking as much at the defence as I am at the forward line. What about you? You've got...
Don't know what I'm doing yet.
You've got, obviously, Harry Kane in your team. There will be a lot of managers looking to move Kane to Ronaldo now, potentially. Have you got your eyes there, or have you got it on Rashford and Sancho?
I don't know. Is the honest truth? I'm really...
It's still a bit early to tell, isn't it? The signs are good, but it's still...
It's hard. It's really hard to know. And this is why... So Kane's going to drop tonight. He has actually gone up a couple since I bought him, so yeah, it's not the end of the world. I can afford to let him drop tonight, because I don't really know what to do. I don't know whether to take the money out of him and invest that money in the midfield and bolster that, because I do really like the look of Son, and maybe that's something we'll come on to in a moment, but I also like the look of going with one of the Manchester United midfielders. But I also could make the move from Kane to Ronaldo, and the problem with not doing that is if Ronaldo then goes mad, I've got a problem trying to find the money to go back up again from wherever I go to.
Yeah.
So there's some big decisions to be made over the next couple of days for me ahead of the game week deadline next weekend.
And the Ronaldo move for me, despite no FPL points this week...
It was easier for you though, because you were going from Vardy. Yeah. We weren't expecting to play today and then didn't. Whereas I think...
We thought Vardy might get a rest at some stage, yeah. Plus I wasn't really fancying him, having him in the team at all, to be honest with you. Whereas Ronaldo... I'm pretty happy to have him. Look, he could have got goals in that first half. He was pretty dynamic from what I could hear, which is a word we haven't necessarily associated with him for a little while now, Ronaldo. Mm. But he did look pretty dangerous, pretty dynamic in that first half.
Okay.
Didn't sound as if he was quite as energetic in the second half. And okay, again, this is what I hear on the radio. Do you know what? I actually really enjoyed listening to a football match on the radio, because on the radio, the commentators have to be very descriptive. And that works quite well with me and how I think, because I'm sort of building up this picture in my game. In my head, I quite enjoyed listening on the radio. The old wireless.
Because at one point, they were like, in the Spurs game, he went, and Harry Kane's had a shot on goal. It's gone just wide. No, stop it.
Stop that now.
You don't elongate the goal and then say it's gone just wide, you absolute...
Well, everyone's waiting for him to score, Sam. We've talked there a little bit about Ronaldo, who I think a lot of Kane owners will have their eyes on. There's a lot of love for Dalot in the live chat. I can see a lot of love for Dalot. Yeah, I mean, listen, if he looked a lot better, or sounded a lot better today to me on the radio than Wan-Bissaka, if Rav likes him there and they're getting clean sheets, why the hell not? Yeah, why the hell not?
Let's watch match of the day.
Let's have a look at, then, let's just quickly touch on the Kane dilemma then, because... talk to me about the performance, because the performance, I think you've got to be really encouraged by that as
really
a Spurs
pleased.
Fan, because here we are on the back of what Conte's first four games, three wins, one draw, and your star player and scored. For me, that's in a weird way, that's a good thing, because imagine when he does start firing.
I'm really pleased actually with what's happening at Spurs at the moment.
Seems all right, doesn't it?
When we were listening to it on the radio, they were saying that actually Norwich came out the blocks all guns blazing. And they came out in a formation that Spurs clearly hadn't prepared for. So they played two up top today. And the commentators on the radio were talking about how, actually, this really surprised Spurs. And their Spurs were kind of like, for about 9 minutes, they were all over the place. And then they found their rhythm and they learned how to deal. They basically shifted their shapes around.
Yeah.
And it worked really well. And for me, the one thing that's become absolutely fascinating in all of this movement is, obviously, Kane is... Again, probably should have returned today, but how many weeks can you keep saying that for?
10th for XG underachievers this week, Sam. So he is in the conversation of should have done better, maybe.
And he should have done better. Yeah. And I feel like I regularly say that and it's getting a bit boring, that, you know, that conversation. But you look across the rest of the Spurs team and suddenly there's options there. So obviously Reggie's come out and said, I'll be fine. So I think if you own him, you just hold.
Yes.
But there are other opportunities there. So Ben Davis has suddenly become a bit of a favourite under Conte at the moment. Now, obviously, come January, I'm expecting there to be investment. Now, whether that I mean, surely that's going to be in the defence. But Ben Davis at 4.4, I think he is. He's really cheap. Got 15 points today. He's not just getting it. It's not just happened today. He's had a few, like last time round, the Canos own goal really could have easily gone down as Davis.
Top for BPS amongst defenders this week, Ben Davis, with 44. So that tells you, you know, obviously the assist is going to go a long way to the two assists, I should say, is going to go a long way to that 44 points. But he's also doing other things like, you know, you don't get 44 BPS without a decent pass completion rate.
No.
And doing the right things
he's,
in FPL.
And he's making all the right movement and he's doing all of the things that you would kind of want your defenders to do. Now
does Ben Davis go to left back if Reguilón is out for a couple of weeks?
Potentially.
Yeah.
Is that good
for him or bad for him?
I think he's better where he is, to be honest.
Left centre back,
But you know, I think there's potential there at that price point. If you're somebody that's massively invested in the back at the moment, and you're kind of thinking, I'm not sure I really want double Chelsea or double City anymore, that is a really nice opportunity. With Romero out, Ben Davis is going to play until Romero's back, unless we sign somebody else, and I don't think we will necessarily need to because they're playing well. Then you look across the midfield, thought Skip sounded like he was excellent again today. And that cover is allowing Højbjerg to go. Højbjerg had another good opportunity where he could have scored today.
Yeah.
And of course, then Son is back on form. So there is starting to be a conversation to be had about Spurs again, where you can invest. The Kane one is a challenge because as a Kane owner, I think I'm going to sell him this week. My quandary is, what do I do? Do I just go with Ronaldo? That means going without...
You just have Skip then, won't you, from Spurs' perspective?
I would just go back to having Skip. But I actually am really liking how Spurs are playing. So I'd probably want to do something that would give me a decent Spurs option.
What about Lucas Moura? I mean, are we crazy to be looking at
him?
You've been calling out for a few weeks.
And I, you know, he's playing really well. And he's the sort of player that Conte will really like because he is... He's the embodiment of effort.
Yeah, he does. He makes you tick. I like him.
And he's the player that listens. Like, he will listen to what you're saying and he will go out there and try and do it. And he'll give 100% for the badge. And that's why I've always loved Lucas Moura. He will always be a club legend, particularly from that Champions League hat-trick he got. I will never, ever stop loving Lucas Moura. But I think this
Get him a statue next to Divock.
No, bigger though. but I think his is the one that he's offered some huge potential because I think he's still 6.4. It might have gone up, but I don't think he has. And at that price, he is a really nice cheap option. But if I go Kane to Ronaldo, I haven't got enough necessarily, I don't think, to upgrade any of my...
Okay.
Whether I need to look at it.
All right. Talk to me about the more macro FPL question, which I think is going to get asked this week. And we're asking it in the thumbnail. And just before I carry on, we've had a super chat from Cy Burdett. Thank you, Cy, for the super chat. Much appreciated, mate. What we're going to do is, if you missed it at the beginning of the live stream, we're going to do the Q&A section. We'll do a little bit more on this game week, and then we'll do a Q&A section where we look at super chats and we'll look at some of the patron questions as well from the Slack. So, Cy, appreciate the super chat, mate. Love it.
Take a picture of it so we remember
it. We will come back. Yeah, in fact, how do I do that?
No, just do it with my phone. Here, look.
Oh, this is so technical. So technical. There you go, look. And then make it...
Focus.
This is great for the podcast listeners, by the way.
Podcast listeners, I've just leant across you, taking
because
the picture,
as we found out last week,
it doesn't save.
Did it save it?
I got it.
Good, yeah. Because as we found out last week, if we leave the super chats, we then can't get them back on the live stream, on the live chat thing, right? So thank you, Si. We will answer that towards the end of the live stream when we get to the Q&A section. I was just going to touch on there the more macro question that a lot of FPL managers are going to be asking. We're asking it in the thumbnail as well. Love to hear your comments in the comments below and on the live chat, guys. What to do about big at the back? I think the movement over the last two, three or four weeks was Cancelo, Trent, Reece James, maybe Alonso, maybe Diaz, maybe Reguilón. There was a hell of a lot of investment going into that defence. Well, what now? I mean, that doesn't seem to have worked much over the last couple of weeks, with maybe Reguilón as the exception, I would suggest. What now? Are we taking money out of that defence now and putting it somewhere else? What are you saying?
I haven't gone big at the back.
Right.
Because I don't like the double-ups. The double-ups, defensively, whilst I think that there is huge potential upside for players like Reece James and Alonso, although, did Alonso go off injured?
Well, he's flagged in FPL right now.
I think he went off injured.
So we've got to keep an eye on that.
Reece James and Alonso, there's huge potential upside because of the way that they play. The same as, I suppose, if you wanted to go with Reguilón and Ben Davis, although so much cheaper, it's easier to do that. If you wanted to go with Cancelo and Diaz, like, there's the potential upside is big. My issue with it is that when the clean sheet goes, that kills you. Mentally,
but the clean sheets weren't going. And now they are. The other one are now. Yeah.
They are. I mean, Man City haven't kept a clean sheet now for weeks.
Mm.
Chelsea, and we say this quite regularly, don't we? When a key player in a defence gets injured and you've got to relearn how to play in a new structure and a new format.
Left back that can't defend.
Then, or just doesn't defend, is an attacker, effectively. You're learning a new system. And that new system doesn't get learnt necessarily very quickly when you've got a hugely quick turnaround of fixtures.
When's Kante back? Surely, you said this before on the FPL show last week, and I was like, yes, I sort of agree. But those left wing backs are interchangeable, right? It's Kante that's missing. That's the problem.
Well, I mean, that is a problem. Of course it is. It was the same problem we had with Trent last year. Like, you take out that middle place. It's the same problem we've had with Spurs for years and years and years. You don't have a key player in the middle, and it's a problem for your defence. Because if you want to play wing-backs, you need somebody really strong in the midfield who's going to dominate and get back and cover if you're not there.
Nice comment from Daniel Banks on the live chat. Alonso went off because he wasn't very good, not because he's injured. Listen, he ain't a great defender. This is a known, right? We know this.
My personal opinion is you don't need to go really heavy at the back.
Yeah.
Three is enough.
Okay.
Because the midfield, and I feel like I've said this for weeks, there is so many players in that midfield position. You look at the likes of Son, Jarrod Bowen, Jota, Salah. Suddenly, that's four, just straight off the bat.
Well, then I must admit, I'm looking at my midfield at the moment, and despite the assist today, Rafinha, and we'll look at the Leeds fixtures in a second. Here's the Leeds fixtures, right at the bottom of the ticker. Chelsea, Man City, Arsenal, Liverpool in the next four, and then Villa at home. It does not get any worse than that for Rafinha. And I noticed Calvin Phillips injured today, went off with an injury.
Problem.
And last time he was injured, they were utter guff for many, many weeks. There's another one for your bingo patrons. Utter guff. So I'm looking at Rafinha and thinking, well, not easily, but he could become a City midfielder for me.
Yeah.
Either a Foden or somebody. I'm like, well,
but you could just sell Alonso.
Where do I get the money? Well, I'm currently looking at Alonso down to somebody like a Ben White. I bank a million
Ben
quid.
Ben White? You've got Ben Davis, you nutter.
I'm not going Ben Davis. No
Why
chance.
Why on earth would you go Ben White?
All right, zero Tarek Lamptey or something
like
that.
Well, that's more reasonable.
Yeah.
I'll accept that.
All right, I haven't put that much thought into it, Sam. But all I'm saying is...
Ben White?
Listen, it wasn't that long ago we were saying Ben Davis was utter trash. Now all of a sudden he's a must-have in FPL because he had one good week.
I mean, a few good weeks.
God,
have you seen the magician at work on those touchlines? Suddenly Spurs look like a team again.
Come on.
It's a miracle. Conte has worked a minor miracle.
As usual, Spurs fans getting out of their tree and all excited because they've beaten bloody Norwich. Unbelievable.
Flying high and we've got a game in hand.
Unbelievable.
Stuff for dreams. What if Kane starts banging?
Oh, God, Spurs fans, calm down. Calm down, Spurs fans.
I'm just trying to wind you up because I think in the
just
bingo sheet
Norwich.
There's something about you saying... You having a go about Spurs. So if I wind you up enough, I'm pretty sure that the boys put something in there about that.
Keep focusing on your Conference League Jaffa Cakes Cup.
Oh, that's definitely in it. The Jaffa Cakes Cup is definitely in it. Tick.
You've beaten Norwich. Well done. That does not mean you're getting in the top four. Right. That is... well, we've covered a little bit. We've gone and covered, I think, the key topics from an
Jaffa
FPL
Cakes.
Perspective there. I think your favourites are the Jaffa Cakes, by the way. The conference.
What, to go
league.
Out?
No, I think you can win it.
We might go out this week.
Might you? Yeah. What, because you're playing Enes Moura again and Dele Alli will play?
We have to win. If we don't win, by...
Where's Dele Alli going to be next year? What club? Come on.
Dele Alli made a statement today.
I bet he did. What statement?
Talking about wants to fight for his place.
Shut up. He's so dumb. He's so dumb. He could go and play for Enes Moura next season.
Hang on a minute. Because the last time you called a player done at Spurs, we scored the most goals and the most assists in the Premier
That's
League.
That's very true.
So Dele Alli is probably the one to get on everybody because Lee's just going to be done as an asset.
Harry Kane, I think I said he was finished and then he was like golden boot winning next year. So.
We have to win this week.
Oh, God.
And we have to win by a lot of goals. Otherwise, we're out.
Right, let's have a look
I'll be
at
devastated,
some
by the
of
way.
The Patreon. You would be actually
I'll be
genuinely
devastated.
Not to win that really nice looking trophy that means absolutely nothing, but it looks quite nice. That's why you want that trophy.
It's
isn't
a trophy.
It's not a trophy.
It is a trophy.
It's barely a trophy.
Beautiful.
Right, let's go into the Slack, guys. So those of you that are following us
before
on
we do
Patreon.
That, can we just say, because...
go on.
Size,
I was about to launch into a Patreon thing. But okay,
yeah,
you
I know you were, but I just want to do size, because actually size wasn't actually a question, and I just feel like we should do it now.
Go on,
because Si was basically saying that he recently got married.
Oh, congratulations,
on
Si.
His 44th birthday.
Hey.
And he hopes we're all well. So,
congratulations,
Simon. Happy birthday.
And happy birthday, Simon. Yes,
congratulations.
Very good. Congratulations.
And now,
I hope the big day all went well, you know. Excellent. Excellent, excellent.
Feel free to go into your talk.
Thank you. Give me permission to do this. Thank you very much. So now
You're
I will go
tonight.
Into... I will, it's kind of had such a bad game week. I'm blowing on just...
No,
I, on
it's not. It's not. It's because Divock scored. That's what
That's
it is.
That's what it is. I'm waiting.
You've gone mental.
Yeah.
Divock scored.
I'm actually... tangent... I'm actually going to Liverpool tomorrow to do something totally different. I'm going to a charity event, which I think Kenny Dalglish is going to be at, by the way, which will be interesting. I'm looking forward to meeting the king.
There?
But if Divock Origi isn't there, it's a waste of time, isn't it?
You might as well not go.
I mean, King Kenny and Divock Origi are now in... You've got to put them in the same... You've got to put them in the same
Why don't you stay up really late tonight, make a paper mache model of Origi and go and put it outside Anfield?
I'm going to get a sign. Divock, can I have your shirt? Have one of them.
What, just stand outside Anfield?
Yeah,
he's not even there.
Wait for him to turn up.
You'll have to go to the training ground.
He's my hero. He just sits there.
What do you mean he's your hero?
It's Sam. You can't underestimate what this guy's done for the club. He never plays. And then when he comes on, he wins Champions Leagues.
Don't remind me about that.
I didn't want to bring it up.
You've brought that up deliberately.
I didn't want to bring it up, but you've made me do it. You've made me do it by talking about Ben Davis's statue being bigger than Divock Origi's, which is a complete... That's a complete joke, quite frankly.
It wasn't Ben
joke.
Davis's statue, I
it
said. Lucas Moura.
Oh, well, he's only little anyway, isn't he? He's only little. He'd only be a little statue. Anyway, let's get into the Slack community. So those of you that follow us on Patreon, patreon.com/FPL family. If you want to go and support us over on Patreon, all the links are in the description below. Something that all patrons will get is access to our Slack community. And you can see some of the guys, some of the names that you will recognise in the live chat, like Danny McDonald, like Aaron Chen, like Rajesh, like Sam O'Sullivan. All the guys from the live chat that are here every single Sunday, and we love that you're here, guys. A lot of those guys, you will find them here in the FPL Family Slack community as well. And what we ask every week in this new segment on the live stream is that the Slackers go over and ask us some questions so that we can answer them live on here. And we've covered a couple of the big topics of the game week, but now we will get into these questions, Sam. So I'm going to read you out a couple of questions, and you can start answering them. So... let's go to, so Sam O'Sullivan, nice question, although I think we've answered it already. How many of my five at the back, and Sam is one of these guys that has gone big at the back, and when I say big, I do mean big, Trent, Cancelo, James, the three that a lot of FPL managers have got, but he's also got Alonso and Walker. Do I need to sell with an LOL emoji? And I think we've covered it, right? I think you've probably got to sell...
Walker?
Yeah, maybe.
Alonso.
These are nice differentials, though, these people. These players. These are nice differentials.
So's Ben Davis.
Oh, get over Ben Davis. Right, no more mention of Ben Davis this live stream. Promise me?
No.
I will not mention Divock Origi anymore if you stop mentioning Ben Davis. Right? Ben Davis not coming into my team.
I love it if one of them's got a question about Ben Davis. Guys, if you're a patron at the moment, please go into that chat window and ask a question.
Can
about
you get
him.
In the Slack live
go
and
on.
Talk about
go,
Ben
go.
Bloody Davis? There we go, I've mentioned him again.
I bet you'll see one of them typing in a minute.
Karan Suresh, thank you, Karan, for the question. Budget defender, Sam, from Man United, Arsenal. Gavin Doyle is typing. Gavin,
yes,
no
Gavin!
No questions, Gavin. budget defenders from Man United, Arsenal and Palace, worth looking at over the festive period. So, here's the follow-on question from the Sam question, which is, I've got to start selling some of my big at the back.
Who was this Man United?
Who are you going to? Man U, Arsenal and Palace are the three clubs that Karan's looking at. I think Arsenal is there with Ben White and Tomiyasu. I think I'll go Tomiyasu,
wouldn't
you?
Tomiyasu, yeah.
4.6.
Yeah.
Had a really good start to his Arsenal career.
Yeah.
Looks great. I hear you on Tavares. If you want to go Tavares, I wouldn't put you off that.
Yeah, but there's the Tierney thing.
Possible rotation. Whereas I think Tomiyasu's come in and done really, really well, quite frankly.
I do like Lamptey as well, though. You mentioned him earlier, and I do think he's a nice cheap option.
Yes.
Just don't think he's going to get... a whole load of really long minutes over Christmas.
What about budget defenders from Palace, though, before we talk about United in just a sec? Because Palace are missing a couple of key players. I mean, Joel Ward going to come back from his suspension, isn't he? And then obviously Anderson will at some stage be back. So if you wanted to look at Tyrick Mitchell, I wouldn't put you off that. But
that's in the bingo.
Is it really? Is it?
Off. I think so, because you say that all the time.
But how would you feel about Palace? I mean, I'm not buzzing about them right at this moment. Let's just have a quick look at the Palace fixtures. Palace fixtures read as such. It's Everton, Southampton, Watford, Spurs and Norwich. So it ain't bad for Crystal Palace, but I would want to see that defensive solidity that we saw a few weeks ago with Anderson in there in particular come back a little bit.
Yeah.
Would you say that about Palace?
Right. At the moment, I wouldn't be looking to invest in Palace.
Okay. What about Manchester? Oh, no, that's not what I want. I want Patreon Qs. There we go. What about Manchester United then? I mean, we mentioned, I alluded to it a second ago. Maybe Luke Shaw, maybe some others. Well, we've mentioned Dalot already at 4.4. Is he now the one to have? Is he either going to get his starting place over Wan-Bissaka week to week?
Well, I don't think we can judge that on one game, can we? And that's the problem, I think.
It's a couple of games now, isn't it?
Well,
possibly.
Yeah, but it's the first game under the new manager. I think I would want to... The fixtures are... Look, my honest opinion with Manchester United is that the fixtures are long enough for, like, the next 20 game weeks or something ridiculous. That
yeah, they are good
one
for
game
ages,
week
yeah.
of waiting and seeing with the defence, I don't think is going to kill you.
Yeah, okay.
They're lowly owned.
Yeah. Wait one more week. If Dalot plays again plays well, then he's an in. Yeah, then he's an in. At 4.4, you can afford to wait, right?
What are the Villa fixtures like? Because their defenders are nice and cheap.
The Villa fixtures are all right, although I think there's a Liverpool and a Chelsea game in there. So
well,
let's
Liverpool
just have a quick look.
No harm for
them. I think you'll find. We've got Divock Origi.
You promised! You wouldn't mention him again.
So there we go. They're going to Anfield next, and it's Norwich and Burnley, which looks pretty good. Then it's Chelsea at home and Leeds. So yeah, there's those two games in between some really nice ones for Villa. So it is a little bit up and down for Stevie G's boys.
Okay. Yeah, because their defenders looked quite good today.
All right, very good. Let's go back into the Slack. Let's see what other questions we've got. Kane replacements, Helen says. I think we've touched a little bit on Ronaldo. If you weren't going to go to Ronaldo, where would you go?
I still really like Watkins, and I do think that that could
all
be
right.
an option.
So tell me about Ollie Watkins and give me a view, your view on his performance from today then, because I thought he was a bit unlucky not to get some FPL points today.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, he was ruled out and getting in good areas. He looks all right, didn't he?
He was unlucky and has been good over recent weeks and looks even better since Steven Gerrard's arrived. I think the way that the wing backs again are playing at Villa makes him a really nice option because they're getting into the right places. There'll be plenty of balls and opportunities. I really like him. My quandary is, if you do that, you're then in a place where it's really hard. If Lukaku goes off, if Ronaldo goes off,
sure.
It's a struggle.
Sure.
So you just have to really think that through in terms of if that's something that you want to do. The other option, of course, is just to go straight for Ronaldo because the fixtures look really nice. Or to wait and see on Lukaku because I was expecting Lukaku to start at the weekend.
I was, yeah. And Arthur easing him back in, isn't he?
He is. And, I mean, Harry might be the one to ask about this, really, as a Chelsea fan. I was expecting him to start. My brother did actually say on the train he wasn't expecting Lukaku to start. He thought he'd still get more minutes because he said he didn't look fully up to speed in the last couple of games he's had. But I do, you know, the Chelsea fixtures look okay as well, so...
Okay, all right. Well, the aforementioned Ollie Watkins fourth for XG underachievers. So that rhetoric we were talking before about Diogo Jota and Grealish being right up there and a little bit unlucky, you can probably put Watkins in that bracket as well. A delta of minus 0.67. So yes, probably should have had some FPL points from that game today and looked pretty good. I've bought him in this week or bought him in for this for game week 15. And no regrets. I think, you know, despite having to go to Anfield next, which is possibly a fixture I bench him in, the next two, yeah.
Remember what happened last time?
Well, yeah, I do remember last time we went to Villa Park. Was not good. The two fixtures after that looked pretty good. And that's the main reason I brought him in, is because I think he's looking good under Stevie G. And more to the point, Aston Villa themselves are looking pretty good under Stevie G.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, obviously I'm a little bit biased because he's a hero of mine. There's another statue that we need. But I just get a good feel from him. I get a good vibe. I get a good vibe that he ain't messing about here, Stevie G.
No,
I get the feeling he's putting...
Why would he be messing about?
Well, do you know, it's just a phrase, right? But I get the feeling that he's, you know, they're working hard on the training pitch. I feel like he's not messing about. I feel like he's, you know...
I'm impressed by Villa since Gerard's come on board or don't.
You know, I feel like he's really ruling the roost and he's come in there and stamped his authority on that team and that squad. It looks all right.
Yeah, I'm
yeah. Good, I'm glad. I'm just testing my own bias more than anything.
Yeah.
Matt D is saying, hey Matt, how are we doing? He says, is now the time to sell Ivan Toney? And if so, who is the best replacement? So,
well, this was probably typed before the COVID thing.
He's got COVID, hasn't he?
He's got COVID. Yeah. And so he's not going to play on Friday night. And we don't yet know exactly when he's out of isolation. So he may not be available for the Manchester United game, I think it is, after that as well. So I think probably this is a good moment if you're thinking about getting off Tony to do it.
Okay. Question from FPL Harry. Thoughts on taking Trent out for Ben Davies?
Love you, Harry.
Liam Healy, is Ben Davies the best budget defender?
Oh, you guys are the best. Absolutely. Literally, the patrons are my favourite people
what
in the world.
What is wrong with you people?
Is that a picture of Ben Davies? Is Gavin
posted? Is it a picture?
Oh, no, it isn't.
That's a picture of Gavin himself. Hey,
hey Gavin.
Gavin says, hola de Guadalajara. So Gavin lives in Mexico, I believe.
Lovely.
So anyone know if Emil Smith-Rowe is okay to play tomorrow? Bought him and Reguilón in for Rafinha and Livramento on what could be the worst -4 I've ever taken in FPL.
Smith-Rowe's right, isn't he?
Terrible game week so far. The plus side of my team value was already up to 106 million. So he's a proper money bag when it comes to team value. Gavin, difficult to answer that question until we've seen what Mr. Smith-Rowe can do.
Smith-Rowe's fine.
Against that Everton side, he could do some bits. Because Everton really not very good.
You don't look miserable for a player that's taken a bad -4, though.
Yeah, looks pretty happy for a guy that's had a bad week, right? That's all right.
What else we got?
Let's do one last question from, or a couple of questions. One from Aaron here. Here's a nice question. Dennis or King in for Huang? Ooh. Or maybe you've got some better alternatives for Huang replacement. So here's a player that you took out this week,
transfer,
I think.
This week.
You did King in, didn't you, for Huang?
I did King. It was a very close call, actually, and Lee will testify to this. I went backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards.
You did. You were quite split.
For most of the week. I knew I was going to go Huang to one of them, and I couldn't really decide whether to go Dennis and save myself 0.3, I think it was at that moment, or whether to go with King, who I just have a... I was really leaning towards King, and in the end, I thought, just follow your gut, because sometimes I would have been so angry had King done anything. I mean, I wasn't playing him this week anyway. It was a bench transfer. But I thought if I don't do Dennis and he scores, I'll be like, nah. But if I don't do King and he scores, I'll be raging. So that's why I decided to go King. I do think King's a good option. The penalties thing swayed it for me. And the potential for the African Cup of Nations that could or couldn't happen, depending on if he gets called up.
Yeah,
so in the end, I was like, penalties and no threat of going away.
Do you think he's going to get called up, Dennis, to Nigeria? Because from what I've heard, and it's just what I'm hearing, he's had a bit of a falling out with the Nigerian international coach, and he's not been in that international setup for some time, like many months. So for him to be recalled back up, he's got the form, right?
Well, that's
the thing. He does look pretty good.
Yeah.
So he's got to be catching the attention of the national team, but he hadn't been part of the setup for some time, Dennis.
Yeah, but it's a big competition, and surely when you go to a big competition, you want to take your best players. I mean, you don't just leave them behind just because they had a missed word. Surely they're big enough adults that they can get over their problems.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Last question. So Jason Lundy, thank you, Jason, for the question. With big at the back slowly dying a death and budget strikers outperforming their premium counterparts, is a 3-5-2 or a 4-5-1 the way to go? And if so, which five mids should we be targeting regardless of price? So give us your top kind of who's in that top tier one pool of midfielders right now that you're having a look at.
100%.
Obviously Mo and Jota. Jota as well?
Yes.
Those two.
And Son.
Son, those three. Okay, so who gets the other two spaces? A Man City one, I guess you've got a plump for, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I might be tempted to go with the Bernardo Foden double up, to be honest, as the other two, and go five bigs in there.
What happened to all this value with Smith Rowe and with Gallagher and with maybe even Rafinha in that bracket? So there's so much value there that we've just gone.
Rafinha's fixtures are awful. Smith Rowe, I think you could happily go four and keep him as your fourth. I think that's fine. It was the other one, Gallagher. I mean, they're in such bad form at the moment. They've lost the plot. Bowen, you could put in that category as well.
A lot of love in the chat for Bowen,
in the good category, and the fixtures are nice for West Ham. So he's one that could potentially be a cheaper option that comes in as a fifth. But that's the thing with the midfield at the moment. That's where all of the goals are coming from. That's where all of the good stuff is happening, both in the cheap budget-enabling ones, and also, I mean, even Mbeumo got an assist this week.
Does Mason Mount feature in your
list? Yes, Mason Mount.
I mean, since he's come back in, what an absolute stormer he's had. Yeah. Particularly that second goal for Chelsea at the weekend against the Hammers. Wow, what a goal that was.
We were walking through Covent Garden when that one went in, and my dad went absolutely mental.
He did, yeah. He's just enjoyed
we all
that
turned
one.
Around and were like, what? And he was, I think Mason Mount's just scored goal of the season. We're like, all right, Dad. I mean, there's plenty of opportunity, I think, there, isn't there? In those players, in the cheap ones, in the expensive ones.
Man United midfielder?
Manchester United, well, yeah, exactly.
Difficult, isn't it? It is. Difficult.
And this
a lot of options
why,
now
And this is why I'm pondering on, let's take the money out for the forwards. and Harry.
What the hell?
Harry, you are the best.
Liam's question, is Origi essential? Yes.
How much is Origi?
Who cares? You're not bringing him into FPL, are you?
Well, let's I can't because I got free, but he's got to be cheap forward.
He's, of course he's a cheap forward, but yeah, he ain't going to play, is he?
So... Well, no, and I've got three Liverpool, so I can't do it. But look at that man of beauty there.
Can I just throw a little curveball out there about Divock?
Stop.
The African Cup of Nations is coming up. We are going to be two strikers down. Is Divock Origi?
Oh my God. If Divock Origi plays every week... We've got to stop FPL family because he will be a nightmare.
Well, look, Jota obviously is going to play.
No, I'm serious. If Okorigi starts every week, we will not be live streaming during the Cup of Nations because Lee will be intolerable.
Who else is he going to play? You tell me what Liverpool's front three is during the AFCON. Go on.
Jota.
Yeah, who else?
More Ben Davis on there now, look. It's more Ben.
Get off, I'm scrolling up. What's Liverpool's front three during the AFCON?
I guess Divock Origi plays.
Of course it's Divock Origi.
Who else have you got?
It's Minamino. Have
you still got Shaqiri?
No, he's gone.
Where's he gone?
I don't know.
Can they get him back?
No, they can't. We've got Minamino there. We've got Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain that can play across the front three. We've got options, don't get me wrong.
Oxlade-Chamberlain up front?
Well, in pre-season we were doing a lot of Oxlade-Chamberlain as the nine, I have you know. You know, there was a lot of talk pre-season.
Did it go well?
I don't think it went very well at all, quite frankly, but... That was what was being worked on in pre-season. Why? Because Klopp knows that for a couple of game weeks or two or three game weeks, maybe four in this season, he's not going to have his best two players and he needs options. And one of those options is Divock Origi. For 3 or 4 weeks, he could be a good option. Watch this space. Not now. But when AFCON's on.
If AFCON's on,
yeah. Anyway, on that bombshell, on that Divock Origi bombshell, let's move to our teams, Sam, for the week. Thank you, patrons, for the questions. Much appreciated. Hope you're enjoying this segment, guys. Hope you're enjoying this segment. If you want to go and join us over on Patreon, want to come and support Sam and I and what we do here at FPL Family.
Show some Ben Davis love.
I want to show some Ben Davis love in the Slack with all these other jokers. Patreon.com/FPL Family. Head over to there. Every patron, regardless of which tier you're at, gets access to our Slack community. Come in there. It's just good banter, isn't it? It's good banter during the match days and when the games is on and all the rest of it.
My watch yesterday when I was in the Frozen Theatre was like... Vr, vr,
yeah,
vr,
so
vr,
good.
All the during the
Frozen. The guys in the live chat are saying, Lee, you should be ashamed. You should be ashamed. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I missed that Bobby Firmino, didn't I? Of course Bobby Firmino is going to play. Bobby Firmino, Jota and one of Minamino or Origi, I think. Forgot about Bobby. How can I do that?
Bobby's no longer for Christmas. He's for New Year.
Bobby for New Year. If fit.
Is he back, isn't he? I thought he was coming back this week.
He'd be back. Yeah, he'd be back in the not too distant future. Yeah, let's talk about teams and let's talk about scores and overall ranks and let's get this out of the way very quickly. It really was not a good game week. It was not bad.
It's not over yet. Smith Rowe 30 pointer.
Smith Rowe's got to get me something, right? I'm proper in the mud this week. It's not a good game week. Because I think Salah and Trent are pretty much in everyone's team, the only player really that's got me anything of any value or note is Rafinha's assist. And actually, Rafinha was on for 3 bonus points fairly late on in that game, got booked and dropped to 1 bonus point and ended up with 5. So I don't know what happened there. But yeah, so anyway, the rest, not good. Yeah, not good. The Chelsea defensive double up is killing me. I did think 2 or 3 weeks ago when I made the Chilwell move to Alonso, I thought, right, here we go. I'm going to have James and Alonso, and I know Sam is pretty wed to Rudiger. This is my chance here. I'm going to have the two fullbacks.
I don't know why I love Rudiger so
much. I'm going to have the two fullbacks, and Sam's only going to have Rudiger. What happens? Rudiger gets a 14-pointer that I bench, and James and Alonso turn out that they're guff.
Hang on.
I don't know. I'm having a tough time.
Podcasters, I've got my tiny violin out.
You've got your little violin out. I'm having a tough season, no doubt about it. The rank gains, the 150k rank gain that I've made over the last 6 weeks by chipping away and chipping away, I've just lost that in one fell swoop. That's gone. My overall rank now, 389k, a rank change of minus 33%. I took a hit, so my transfers were Saka to Smith Rowe and Antonio to Watkins. So And they were for money reasons more than anything, because what I really wanted to do was Vardy to Ronaldo. That's what I wanted to do. And actually, I feel like my team's all right. I feel like it's in all right shape. There's nothing I really want to change there. Ronaldo and Watkins, despite being crap this week, my forwards have been crap all season. So no change there. I'm going to keep these guys. The fixtures look all right. Despite Watkins having to go to Anfield, it's fine. I'll just bench him next week. The challenges for me are James and Alonso. Is that going to be a thing going forward? Or what do I do about that? And the other thing is, what do I do about Rafinha now? Because I tell you what, that is a really reluctant sell, Rafinha. Because he's been great for me, despite my team being utter guff all season.
You can't hold Rafinha in these fixtures.
You can't hold him, can you?
The fixtures are awful.
Those fixtures are terrible, and that is my problem.
And that doesn't mean I don't think Rafinha will get points over the next few weeks, because he probably will. But the opportunity for him to exceed and get loads of points is so much less. And that's where you've got to play the margins, isn't it?
Yeah, I can see. And I've only got, because I did three transfers this game week. I've obviously only got one for next week. So I'm tempted to roll it and just maybe see it out next week. But then I've got Watkins at Anfield. I've got Rafinha with a difficult game. I've got Richardson, who's rubbish.
Alonso
is flagged. So I might have to shock one of my players that I bring in gets injured and got a flag.
Yeah, but
on
you
him.
Don't want really Alonso anyway. He'd be the one who would sacrifice. Why?
No, I do.
You want to keep your defensive double up for Chelsea?
I'm not. Yes, Chelsea just don't turn into crap defensively overnight, right? And when Kante's back, that all changes, right? It all changes when
Kante's back. But when's he back?
Well, I've got to look out for that, haven't I? But so Rafinha is the one there, reluctantly and sadly. Because actually, he's been the one shining light in my team this season. I think he's been really good. But reluctantly and sadly, with no Calvin Phillips as well for Leeds, I know Bamford's coming back. I know Bamford come on and score today. I get it. Done really well. But those fixtures look horrendous. I do not see any big scores for Rafinha in the next 4 or 5 weeks. So therefore, Rafinha to a Man City midfielder looks like the move I would like to make. I also have got an eye on Bowen as well. I got an eye on Bowen, and I was heavily scouting him during that Chelsea game. Having got rid of Antonio, I got rid of Antonio because I think they've got some difficult fixtures coming up. Burnley and Arsenal away is difficult. But after that, it looks pretty good for West Ham. The fixtures turn good again. So do I go back to Antonio? And maybe Ollie Watkins gets me 3-2s in a row, in which case I'll be going back to Antonio. But if Watkins continues to look all right and Stevie G continues to do some bits at Aston Villa, maybe it's Rafinha to Bowen is the move. Maybe that's the move, because Bowen was absolutely flames at the weekend against Chelsea.
Again.
Really, really good. Again. Really good. Again. So there we go. That's my team. Not a good week. Not a good week. A bit of a rank slide down to 389k, but we'll go again. We'll go again. We'll shake it off and we'll go again. You, on the other hand, Sam, a good week, but the only difference really between you and I, despite me taking the hit and you not taking the hit, is the Bernardo 15. That's the big difference. But overall, the team's all right. Yeah.
I'm happy with them. Yeah, I did one transfer. I did Huang to King. So I've still got two transfers.
Okay.
And I keep having two transfers and I keep really not knowing what to do with them. But I keep making peripheral changes because I don't want to burn them and waste them. So it's been about freeing up some money, and it's also just been about getting my team in a better place. And I feel like Josh King is a better place than Huang. So this week, I don't know. I mean, Harry Kane is definitely the weakest player, the weakest link in my squad. But the question for me is going to be, what do I do now with the way that my team is structured? Do I just do what on paper is probably the sensible thing and move him to Ronaldo for the nice run of fixtures that they have,
right,
that gives me the opportunity to just be calm and have that place saved in a forward, and then if Ronaldo does nothing for 2 weeks, then to free up the money? Or do I do what I would actually like to do, which is take the money out of Kane,
go to Origi?
No. Probably drop him down to somebody like Watkins.
You've been talking about Watkins for a bit. Yeah, I can see you doing Kane to Watkins.
And then
see that.
Using that money
before Anfield?
Well, that's the question.
Right, okay.
And then using that money to upgrade, because my bench, with Josh King, I think it's stronger than it was before, but with Williams and with Skip, it's not exactly the strongest bench for Christmas, and I would like to have some upgrades there. And I think if I took the money from Kane to go to Watkins, I'd have a lot of money, which would allow me to get to Son in the middle, or Lucas Moura if I feel like being a bit more different. It would allow me to get Ben Davis for Brandon Williams. And
do you honestly think Kane is as easy a sell as that, right? Spurs just starting to tick.
Well, it's
Conte, the signs are Conte is getting a tune out of this team.
I'm finding it really hard. If I'm brutally honest, I'm finding the Kane
thing. It's his price, isn't it? That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Kane was 10,
it's a keep.
I'd just keep him.
Yeah.
But at 12.2 3, dropping to 12.2 tonight, I think that's right. It's a hard keep. And I said I'm going to give him Norwich. I need to watch Match of the Day. I need to see I need to see what Kane did.
Missed another one-on-one, I think, today. Another one straight through. Missed it
the
again.
The desire for Son is extreme. It really is. I really, really want to make that move. But that involves me not getting Ronaldo and probably not being able to get Ronaldo. So then I'm reliant on one of Sancho or Rashford being really good.
So would you think about Kane to Watkins and then skip to Son? Is that what you're planning?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because the rest of your midfield looks all right. Salah, Jota not going anywhere, right?
Yeah.
Bernardo, been great for you.
Yeah.
Smith Rowe, good value.
Yeah.
So Skip is the only one that's going to get upgraded there, but it's a hell of an upgrade to get to Son.
I have got a bit in the bank.
Right.
So okay. I can make it work. Or I could just be really boring this week and swap Williams.
Right.
For an upgrade. Because I've got some in the bank and I could keep Kane for one more week. It's really tough because I do think Conte is doing all the right things. We have obviously got the conference on Thursday and we have to win. So he's going to play full strength team. So I don't want to do anything Spurs related until we get through that game. Because imagine if one of them gets injured.
Yeah.
Then you've got to make the moves.
Okay.
So it's Champions League week. Just stop making transfers, everybody. Let's wait.
Nick is in the chat. He's saying, keep Skip. He's a legend. Spurs look so much better when Skip is in the team. Would you agree with that?
Totally.
Is Skip a difference maker here?
Totally agree. But actually, if I was going to have a cheap budget Spurs midfielder, I'd rather have Højbjerg, because Skip is doing the brilliant job of stabilising our defence.
He's not an FPL asset, is he? He's doing
all the defensive legwork. And I had him in there simply because I didn't have any other Spurs at that point. But I love what Conte's doing with Højbjerg. I love the fact that we're suddenly seeing Højbjerg, Danish style Højbjerg. Like, he goes on these random runs. He did another one and found himself outside the box and probably should have put it away today. I'll find out on Match of the Day later. But I'd rather have Højbjerg than Skippy if I was going to do that.
A lot of the Man United fans in the live chat, Sam, saying, don't worry about Wan-Bissaka. Dalot is his spot to lose now. Williams to Dalot is a move you should consider, Sam, for this week. Well, there we go. There we go.
Maybe.
Lots to consider, guys, and not a lot of time to do it. It's another Friday deadline. Let's just go to this page here. A lot of FPL action again this time next weekend. So we've got one more game to go, of course. Everton versus Arsenal tomorrow night. Good luck, Gooners. Good luck, Toffees. Toffees, you are going to need a win from somewhere. I'm not convinced you're going to get it against this very good Arsenal side, though, I must admit. And then we go again on Friday. So a Friday deadline ahead of a pretty... Isn't it a pretty dull game on Fridays?
It's Brentford and...
Don't remember it being a blockbuster. You guys can tell us in the chat, right? Don't remember it being a blockbuster next Friday. But nevertheless, it is a Friday deadline. And then we've got Saturday and Sunday, of course. And we'll be back here again, as usual, 8:30 on a Sunday night. Sam, tell everybody where else they can see us this week. Podcasts and FPL shows and all that sort of stuff.
No, after our chaotic week last week, we're having a bit of
busy last week.
Yeah, we did two podcasts. You did one, I did one.
Yeah.
We did the late night FPL show. We're having a little bit of a quieter week this week. So you'll find me with Az doing our normal Friday.
For those of you that listened to the FPL, that tuned in to the FPL show last Thursday that we were on, I take that is hard, by the way, isn't it?
So hard.
That recording of that starts at about 11:30 PM UK time.
We got into bed at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I tell you.
And it's really hard to think properly FPL at that late at night.
Isn't it?
Really hard. Like, that's the first late night show I've done, because normally you go, because I stay at home with the kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And honestly, I was...
James was on one as well, wasn't he?
I really struggled. And we were doing it again in 2 weeks' time. So on the 16th. Oh, God. On the 16th of December, we're on late night again.
Wow. It's hard to concentrate when it's live as well, isn't it? Those of you that watch it is live.
And I was hungry as well. My tummy was crumbling. It was a disaster, guys. So anyway.
I watched it back. It came across all right. I think we got away with it.
Yeah, but we sort of get away with these things somehow.
Somehow.
But so, yeah. So having a bit of a quieter official one this week. But you will find Az and I will be doing our normal Q&A on Friday. But we're going to do it a little bit later because there's an afternoon game that on.
Good shout.
You'll find out. I think we're going live at 12 on the FF Scout channel. It's good fun, the Q&A. If you've got some questions.
I love the Q&A. The Scout and Sam. The Az and Sam. Q&A on the Fantasy Football Scout YouTube channel. Once you've done here, leave us a like, obviously, and then go and head over to Fantasy Football Scout channel and subscribe over there as well, because some of the stuff that you and Az are putting out in particular... and there's a couple of other new guys that you guys have brought on board, like Sonaldo, FPL Sonaldo, Andy.
Legend.
Great. It's fantastic Praz. Content. And Praz as well. Some really good new blood heading into the FPL Scouts, Fantasy Football Scout community. So, yeah, go over and check out their channel as well. All that's left to say, Sam, is well done to you for this game week. Very, very good game week. Well
Come
done
on,
to,
Sniffer, I only need a 30-pointer.
Well done to all of you that are in the sort of 50s and 60s this game week. That is a sensational score. Really, really good. Yeah, look out for Sam on the Fantasy Football Scout channel, and we'll be back this time next Sunday, 8:30, looking back at all of the game week 16? Is it game week 16?
Yeah, and actually, just before we go, I did put a video out last week. If you haven't already seen it, it's about the festive schedule. So before you make your transfers, go and watch that, because it talks about the players that have got, or the teams rather, that you should be targeting, the ones to avoid over Christmas.
We will link it in the end card, which will probably be about... The end card, be about there, in front of your face right now. The end card.
With that,
I'm going to put that video in front of your face. The link
to
that.
Such a loser.
Thanks for joining us, guys. Leave us a like before you go. If you're not subscribed to the channel, then hit that subscribe button as well, and we'll see you next time. Cheers.
Bye, guys.